This is the Loving Life Podcast, coming from a parent's perspective, where we take a look at the past, the present, and discuss what the future has in store for all of us. Welcome to the Loving Life Podcast.
How you doing? It's Charlie, and we're at season number 2, episode 20. It's the Loving Life Podcast. Sandra's with me. How you doing?
Good. How are
Welcome
you?
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Where were you?
Busy.
I talked to your boys at Cup Check last week.
Oh, yeah. Cup Check.
Those guys
Gotta
are cool.
Gotta buy that game.
Yeah. Those guys are cool, man. Those guys are cool. And big thanks to them for sharing on social media the podcast. It was that was pretty cool. So I got we got some more follows, and
that's awesome.
Pretty awesome. So spring just hit.
Yep.
And of course, a lot of people like to do spring cleaning and clean things out, which leads me to thinking about these to-do lists that everybody has. I have one. Do you have a to-do list?
Mentally, I do.
Mentally?
I do.
How do you check things? How do you know?
Because I do know. I see it every day. I see things that I need to take care of every day.
But how do you know? Don't you forget stuff?
Nope.
You're kidding.
I don't. I know what I need to do.
No, I think you're full of baloney.
Okay, whatever you say.
Because I have it in my phone.
Okay, good. I don't use my phone. I have a journal.
I have one
of those planners.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you do. Well, so then you keep track of it.
Yeah, but I don't write it in there.
Do you have a to-do list with you now? Or are you just going to go off of memory?
I have it. Listen, that is why I am the genius that I am, because I have it all in my head.
I'm the genius. All right, so let's see how our to-do lists compare with the top 10 items that are on people's to-do lists.
Okay.
All right, fair enough?
Yep.
All right, so number 10, and I'm saying it right now, it's on my to-do list, and it's been on my to-do list for way too long. What do you think it is?
Budget.
Yep, making a budget and reviewing your finances.
Okay.
That's number 10 on the
okay.
list. It's been on my list forever.
I know it has.
Well, why don't we do it?
Because we get sidetracked with life.
Oh, but seriously.
That's your opinion.
That's your easy out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's on my list. Is it on your list?
Yeah, it's up there somewhere.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's up there somewhere. Come on, you're the one that said I got it all in my head. I know what's up.
I just make the money, you budget.
Oh my God. Okay. All right. So that was number 10, making a budget. Number 9 of the top 10 most common to-do list tasks is catching up with friends.
Yes, that's a priority.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's not on my list.
It's on
I don't
my,
have any friends.
That's
it's you.
Because you do that. You know, I don't know. Women in general are different than guys. But for me, I told myself, you know what, I'm going to do things different this year. Whenever I'm invited to a happy hour or a friend wants to catch up with me or get my feedback on something, I don't say, oh God, I don't want to do that after work. Or, you know, I always find an excuse in my head of why I can't go. But I've reminded myself that, wow, you know what, this person genuinely wants to spend time with you.
Right.
And to me, that's a big deal when someone wants to spend time with me. So it makes me really value the friendships that I have too in my mm-hmm. circle of
right.
people. Yeah.
No, that's cool. Yeah, there's people that I mean, I say that kind of tongue in cheek that I don't have any friends in the sense of, I mean, all my friends seem to be more radio folks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it kind of is what it is, and catching up with friends, but it's just not on my to-do list. It's
yeah.
just something that
I'm put it this way. Is it on like my top 5? No, but I'm very conscious of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Good deal.
Okay.
The next one is really stupid, but
okay.
I think, I don't know, getting a haircut.
I don't know. That's kind of weird. I mean, it for me, it's like, yeah, I'll add that to my to-do list, but it's something probably I get done within the week or two. I
right.
add it. Yeah. I don't know. That's
yeah.
that's weird.
You know, I finally told the girl at Sports Clips, I go, you know, seriously, I come in here and all you do is shave my head down. I'm done in 10 minutes
yeah.
and I still pay the regular price that everybody else does. I go, you need to cut the price. She goes, we'll bring it up to the manager. I'm like, seriously.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah, you have a point.
Okay. Number 7 on the list of the most common to-do list tasks is an item of clothing that needs to be mended, like missing a button. Do you take care of that? Is that on your to-do list?
What I do is I have the dry cleaners pick it up from my office.
Oh my God.
Because they do Buttons Prestige Cleaners is awesome. Scottsdale Road.
First world problems. Oh my God.
I love the people Prestige Cleaners because they're so good. They'll pick up and then they'll drop off. And if you have a button missing, they'll replace your button. And I am never disappointed.
Did you just do a plug?
No, I love Denise and the team there. I just know they're just, I don't depend on my own to do that. If there's a button missing, I'll just get it done by the professionals.
But you've done that.
Oh, I've done it before. But why do it when I can have people do it? Pick it up on a Monday and come back on a Thursday.
Well, why don't you do it in 15 minutes?
Because I don't have buttons to replace other buttons.
Oh.
I'll tighten up a loose button.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, it's not on my to-do list because I barely know how to iron. All right. Number six on the to-do list tasks that are most common on people's to-do list is taking stuff to Goodwill or selling it online.
Yes, that's actually number one on my list because
really?
We just currently redid Sophia's room with the new shelving and everything. And I've been taking stuff out in like bags and shelves and they're all in the garage ready to go. Our oldest, Mia, cleaned out her whole closet, her drawers, everything, and she took everything in her car to Goodwill. So I was proud of that, even though I said you should take it to Goodwill. She did it on her own. I didn't even go with her. So I have stuff that needs to go to Goodwill, and I actually have to go through my closet. But before I do that, I actually want to find an organization that I can donate like professional, like dresses, business suits, stuff that would take it before I drop it off at Goodwill.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
So one of the things that's on my to-do list is clean the garage. And when I do finally clean the garage out and it looks really nice and I finally get to park a car in it, it gets filled with all the crap from what your guys are doing. And then I got to clean the garage again.
Oh.
So you guys put the stuff on my to-do list all the time.
Okay. Well, that's
like I asked you the other day, what's with this box? Oh, that's going to Goodwill. And it's still on the dolly.
Well, if you know
it's
that it needs to go to Goodwill, why don't you
take it to Goodwill?
Why don't you, being a good husband, put it in the car and take it for
me? Are you serious?
Yeah.
So you want to do 80% of the job and not do the last 20%?
That's part of cooperation.
You pass the same freaking Goodwill I do.
That's part of collaboration.
Why can't you take
it? That's part of being in a marriage of give and take.
Oh, my God, because I don't know what that crap is. I had to ask you, what is this box?
And now you know.
Oh, well, I think that stuff's going to Goodwill. You think,
okay, no, I
and
said
I don't
it's,
touch
I
stuff.
No, I didn't say I think. I said it's going to Goodwill. And you should have said, you know what, honey? No problem. Let me put this in the car and take this for you. That would have been the right answer.
7, 8, 9, 10.
Oh, hush.
Okay. The top 10 to-do list tasks on people's list, the most common. Number 5, paperwork that needs to be filed.
You did a pretty good job with that. In the last couple of months, you went through all your stuff in the closet.
I went through it, but I didn't finish. I'm not finished. I'm about 70% done. I got a big box that's full of stuff that needs to be shredded. I have stuff stacking on a table. I'm making room, but I still need to just get rid of stuff.
Yeah.
And that is a big task. That's something that doesn't get done in a weekend.
No.
I mean, you could, but then you'd probably end up, for me, I'd probably end up throwing away stuff that I didn't want to throw away. So on and so forth.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's on my to-do list to finish. But yeah, that's okay. That's a tough one. So and it took me a while to get to that on my to-do list. Bills that need to be paid is number 4.
Okay. To-do list.
Well, it's on mine. Is it on yours?
I know when you pay bills.
You do?
Yes, because I cringe when I hear the letter opener. You're all, I'm like, oh, he's paying bills.
I seriously, and this is me, I have an anxiety with mail and bank account.
Okay.
I have very high anxiety, and I procrastinate like my mother taught me to. She did. She procrastinated all the time. And I followed right in her footsteps. So, like, I don't like looking at the bank stuff. I don't like looking at the bills. I just, and I push it off until, like, Mia's car payment is due tomorrow. And, yeah.
Well, you just pay that online.
Yeah. It's her car. Why didn't she paint it? Why didn't she concern about it?
Oh, my gosh. That is another podcast. Let's stick to the subject. All
right. Okay. Number three, spring cleaning.
Well.
Is this on your to-do list?
No.
Why not?
Because our housekeeper does a really good job with spring cleaning. Don't shake your head. You know what? You know, if you've seen those commercials where you hire someone and then you have more time to spend with your family and you're not cleaning and spending those hours cleaning.
Okay. I've never had a problem where I've walked into the house. Let's just say this is before the cleaner.
Okay.
Before the house cleaner.
Okay.
I've never had a problem coming home and waiting to do something with you because you were washing out the shower or cleaning the bathroom or vacuuming or anything like that. Like it's never ever been like that.
Right.
So you can't use spending the time, more time to spend with family. I think that's BS.
Okay, call it what you want. That's your opinion.
You just don't want to clean the bathroom and the shower. And I agree with you. It's not a fun job.
Yeah.
But we could save $130 a month.
Okay.
If we didn't have the house cleaner. So you don't want to spring clean?
No.
See, this is why I don't. This is why I'm not the CEO. I'm the COO. Is that what you called me?
You're the C or the C. Yeah, you're the COO.
CFO, the because I pay the bills.
Yeah, you're CFO. But I make the money to pay the bills.
I make the money too.
I know, we both do. But you're so much better at it.
That's no excuse
yes,
either.
Yes, it is because you're so detailed.
No, it's not.
I just love the way you handle money.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and that's why doing our budget has been on my list for like 7 years. All right. All right, number two is going to the doctor. Is that on the to-do list?
It's on my annual to-do list.
Right.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I schedule everybody's dental appointment, the girls' dental appointments.
Yeah, you schedule everybody else's. Is yours on there?
Yeah.
Okay. The doctor's on my to-do list.
Yeah.
I'm big into that now because, well, I mean, you reach a certain age and you hear about friends and all that crazy stuff that's going on. And it's like, get to the doctor, man. There's no excuse.
It's pretty important. I don't let those things slip.
Right. And I just feel I'm shelling out all the insurance money out of my paycheck. Go to the damn doctor.
Yeah.
Right? That's why we got insurance for.
But you've also don't like when we have a cold and we go to the doctor.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so there's a difference. So going to the doctor and getting your annual checkup and all that kind of stuff and going to the dentist and doing your cleanings and all that kind of stuff. But when somebody has a hangnail, we got to go to emergency care and spend $170 on them to go, just soak it in alcohol and that's it. It's like, really?
Okay, first of all, we never had a hangnail. We go when we think the kids
somebody had an earache in the house.
Strep.
Somebody had an earache in the house. And you're like, okay, well, just, hey, read up on what to do for earaches and we'll figure it out. It's probably going to take a little bit to go away. And sure enough, we go to the freaking, oh, man, I'll never forget this experience. We go to the CVS and wait in line for like 2 freaking hours to get seen. And I finally said, F it, we're leaving. Went to urgent care. And all the lady did was put drops of alcohol in her ear and say, that's all we can do. And I paid $170 for that. And the next day, I never heard about an earache.
Okay.
Like, it's this whole, it's an emergency. We got to go. Go here, go here. And the bills add up. And it's like, guys, we can't afford to spend $170, $200 to go get these little things that if we just waited a little bit would go away.
Well, too many times people self-diagnose.
True.
Like you said, that's why we have insurance.
Oh my God.
And I'm protective of the kids. For me, I won't go. It's not about you or me.
No, I understand
I'm not
that.
At CVS, but when it comes to my children, you bet damn well I'm going to take them as soon as they're discomfort.
No.
They're in any kind of discomfort.
But that's why I'm telling you, we just need to wait it out just a little bit longer. And the girls, come on. You know they over-exaggerate some of this stuff. Don't tell me you go, oh, no,
they're... I waited before, and it turned in, then it was strep, and then the some ear infection came out of this.
Not saying there's not an issue, but it's this issue that's like an inch, but they make it to be a mile. Oh, my God, my ear, I can't do anything. I'm incapacitated. My stomach's upset all the time, and it's... Hey, okay, it's living with girls. I'm outnumbered.
Oh, wow, it's a girl thing?
Yeah, it's a total girl thing. Because guys will tough it out.
Okay.
Rub some dirt on it.
Okay.
Rub some dirt on it.
I know a lot of guys who were little witches when it comes to being sick.
Oh, men are the worst. Don't get me wrong.
Men are the worst when they get sick.
Don't get me wrong. So I hate being sick.
Guys are wimps when it comes to that.
All right, so the last one, most common, is odd jobs around the house on the to-do list.
What, define odd jobs?
Odd jobs around the house.
I skim the pool.
Okay, no, that's an odd job, but things like this, and I wrote these down because they're on my to-do list.
Okay,
fix the shower door.
Something's wrong with the shower door?
There's a piece of metal that goes all the way along the bottom of the shower door that fell off, and I have to re-glue it.
Okay,
that happened last year? Yeah. Okay. And it's in the garage, and I bought all the glue for it. I just need to do it.
Okay.
Right. The garage door, all squeaky. All I have to do is call A1 and have some guy come out, and because that's what they do.
Yeah.
But that garage door is all squeaky. That's got to get fixed.
Okay.
Downsizing storage. All this crap we have in storage that we need to either sell, get rid of.
And your grandma's storage.
And my grandma's storage. My dad's stuff. When my dad passed away, he had all this stuff from Cleaver Brooks where he worked that have no meaning to me, but all the meaning to him, and they belong back at Cleaver Brooks as far as historical stuff,
because
manuals and all this kind of stuff. And I've talked to them, and they said, yep, just send it here. And I haven't done it. I got to put it all together. Deflating all the stupid pool things in the backyard. We've got a duck that has a body and no head. The head is all deflated. And it's the duck. It's the duck that can fit like 75 people on it. And it takes up the entire pool. That thing has been in the backyard with the body inflated and the head deflated. I need to stick a knife in it and just throw it away because it's all crappy. And nobody's going to go out and wash it or anything like that.
I moved him to the side so the
so you could skim the pool.
No, so so our landscapers could work on the backyard.
Oh my God.
No, but we have to make room for the new floaties for 2019. We got the riding bull, and then we got the angel wings.
Oh my God.
And the peacock.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even see the pool anymore.
No, there's, yep. That's exactly it.
Oh, God.
So there are the top 10 to-do list tasks that people have been putting off for the longest time, the most common tasks. Yeah.
It's great.
The survey that they did this with, they found that the main reason why people don't cross stuff off their list is they don't have time.
No, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
The survey also found the average person only has 4 hours and 26 minutes of free time a week.
Wow.
Or 38 minutes a day. And 40% of the people said they have less than that.
I want to see who the sample is, who they talk to.
You know what I mean?
This
comes from one poll. So if you wanted to check that out. But yeah, I think people have plenty of time.
Yeah,
I really do.
Time.
Well, yeah. I mean, hey, I got stuff to do this weekend, but I don't know. What do? Sleep in, you know, or
the crap's always going to be there.
And there would be your attitude for the task list and how to get things done. Yeah, it's always going to be there. Somebody else do it or whatever.
Yeah.
All right, Sandra.
Okay.
Thank you for being here.
You're very welcome.
With your to-do list in your head.
My mental to-do list.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, thanks for listening to the Loving Life podcast. Hopefully this helped you out with your to-do list just a little bit. Remember, we come out every week. Subscribe and click notifications and rate the podcast in iTunes and on the radio.com app. Social media, it's at @CharlieOnAir1. And most importantly, thanks for your ears. As always, until next week, love you guys. It's the Loving Life podcast. Now to get to that to-do list.